under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll entertain a motion for executive session for matters of special education. Report number A.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the committee and from the committee on special education, committee on preschool special education, and the 504 committee for meetings held on February 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th of 2025, and March 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th of 2025. That having the recommendation of the committee on special education, the committee on preschool special education, and the 504 committee, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District, does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action? So please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lewandowski?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Yes.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testoni?
Aye.
Mrs. Greenwald?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on March 10th.
So moved.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lewandowski?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testoni?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Are there any letters to the Board of Education, Mr. Kendall?
I have none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? General Administration, report number one.
This is our semi-annual work order system update. Mr. Mitchell's here tonight. If you have any questions, he likes to give the board an idea of all the work that has been submitted to his department and completed as of the current school year.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Mitchell? Must be going well, Mitch. Mm-hmm. All right, report number two.
This is the final review and adoption of the Augsburg City School District policies 2245, 4772, 4773, 4321.12, 4321.12E, and 4321.12R. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of the policies mentioned and presented this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testoni?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr.
Lewandowski? Aye.
Report number three.
This is sports merger for the 24-25 school year with Hammond Central School. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger with the Hammond Central School District Boys Modified Lacrosse for 24-25 school year on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Come over.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McAllister?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testoni?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Report number four.
This is the capital project bids presentation. I have Mr. Sean Travers from BCA Architects and Engineer, along with Mr. Van Wee from CNS Companies, as well as his staff here tonight to discuss the bid from the phase one of the capital project. Gentlemen and ladies.
Good evening. Overall, we had a successful bid opening for phase one. We received 13 total bids for the five prime contracts. There were two bids for general trades, three bids each for mechanical trades, plumbing, and site, and then also two bids received for the electrical contract. Overall, the voters approved $65.5 million. This first phase fits within that authorization clearly. We are holding roughly 7.5% for construction contingency between base contract allowances and an additional sum of money for just plain contingency. That 7.5% roughly of the phase one budget totals about $1.25 million. Any of that money that is not spent will just roll ahead into phase two and three. So, sorry, I'm working off. I think this is
okay.
Page four of the letter of recommendation. It looks like this that has a contract summary on it. So we are recommending that the board move forward with the base contract for those five prime contracts, plus alternates GC and EC2, which are related to the batting cage, and then GC, and then alternate GC3, MC1, and EC1, which is the intumescent insulation at the underside of the dome. So those are for the prime contracts, and then there are also a series of cooperative purchasing agreements and state contract purchases that are detailed below for things such as the dasher boards, the batting cage, the grandstand ramp, the vehicle lifts, and some bus and some equipment for the transportation system, and then also temperature controls and security and sound system work. You can see the summary of the bids on that sheet. All told, adds up to $15,714,081.47. Somebody always has that some decimal point. Any questions for Mr. Director?
I just have a question. Of all the bidders, are a lot of them local?
Yes. I would say all of them are local. The bid list is everyone that we sort of anticipated would be there. There was a couple others that we were hoping that were local that we would draw in. But it was sort of as we anticipated it would be.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the parallel bidders, they're all contractors that we worked with in work. They've worked on fairly large projects here at Ogdensburg as well. We did big Excel projects, so they were all involved in multiple phases of that as well.
When the bids came in, they came in less than what was anticipated. Is that?
Yeah, the bids came in a lot less than what we received from Trophy Point. They did the initial estimate. We did have some scope creep that was part of this, so you are getting the batting cage, you are getting the grandstand ramp as part of this. We also expanded the create program spaces a little bit. So there was a few things that were in the original scope too that are built into the project.
Do you anticipate the cost of materials to fluctuate at all?
So the bid number submitted is at the contractor's risk. There is no escalation clause built into the contract. So that doesn't mean the contractors won't make the request, but the district's under no obligation to respond to that request.
Any other questions?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great with you.
Thank you.
Report number five.
Want me to go, Caleb?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Capital Improvements Project Phase 1, Ogdensburg Free Academy Golden Dome, SCD number 5123-00-010-007-026, and New Transportation Facility, SCD number 5123-00-015022-001, Project Bid Awards, BCA Project number 2022-014A. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District is hereby accept the contract base bids as attached, pending contractors' post-bid qualifications.
Is there a recommended action?
So
second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Nick Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Steele?
Aye.
Mr. Sun?
Aye.
Mrs. Sun?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Loughlin?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is the BOCES final commitment service request for 2025-2026. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby authorize the signing of the final commitment service request form for BOCE services for the 2025-2026 school year on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So
please call the roll.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Cassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
This is the NARIC final commitment service request for 2025-2026. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby authorize the signing of the final commitment service request form for NARIC services for the 2025-2026 school year on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Cassani?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Report number 8.
This is a resolution establishing the Ogdensburg City School District as a lead agency under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for Ogdensburg City School District 2025-2026 Capital Outlay Project at Ogdensburg Free Academy / Golden Dome, SED control number 5123-0001-0007-029. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, therefore be it resolved, the Board of Education hereby approves the Ogdensburg City School District as a lead agency for this project and directs the Board of Education President to complete all required SEQR applications, forms, notices, all related correspondence and information requirements, and the district clerk to circulate and mail required notices to all involved agencies on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Cassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Lockhead?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number 9.
This is a resolution making a determination under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for Ogdensburg City School District 2025-2026 Capital Outlay Project at Ogdensburg Free Academy / Golden Dome under the SED control number 5123-0001-0007-029. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District as follows. Based upon the criteria contained in 6 NYCRR section 617.5, the board makes the following findings with respect to the action. The project is a type 2 action and no further action on SEQR and regulations is required. And number 2, this resolution shall take effect immediately.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Rizzo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Aye. Report number 10.
This is a resolution to adopt the 2025-2026 budget with a 1.51% increase to the expense side of the budget and a 2.49% increase to the tax levy. Having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the 2025-2026 budget and the amount of $56,092,979 on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Please
call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Cassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzo?
Aye.
Report number 10.
This is a
report 11.
Yeah. 11. Report number 11.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, and the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 24th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call.
Mr. DeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll entertain a motion for items B1 through B7 as a consent agenda.
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Kasdan?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lockwood?
Aye.
Is there other business to be brought by the student board representative?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I was wondering, like, so we recently got a new student here, and I realized that she didn't have any, like, friends in her own grade that she was, like, seeing. And I was wondering if we could, like, maybe, like, assign a student that, like, has a certain amount of classes with these new students, or, like, has the same lunch period, or is in the same, like, sport or club. So then, like, they kind of have, like, a group when they're coming here. They're not just, like, alone.
That's a great idea.
I think that's a fantastic idea. We had a family that just moved to North Carolina, and both students, when they went into the district, had student mentors that they shadowed for the first week of school. So,
that's great.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
I was just thinking it would help them make friends.
It's great. Have you got anybody in line?
Well, there's tons of good kids here that, like, could do it. I was just thinking, like, if, like, someone has, like, three or four classes with this new student, or, like, has lunch with them, then that will help them out a lot.
Yeah, we could do something where, even if we put out to the student body at each grade level, 7 through 12, and just say, hey, listen, are you interested in serving as a mentor to any possible new student that could come into district throughout the year? And if you are, give us your name, and we'll put you on a list, and then when we see a new student come in, we can start to cross-reference that list to see if they have anything in common. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Certainly do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Comments by our citizens? Board members?
Kevin, what's our status with graduation? Are we going to be able to have it in the dome?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Graduation will be in the dome, regular time, regular place,
okay.
Regular setup. Yeah, Judd's happy. Yeah.
I just wanted to comment on anybody that came to the state's tournament for the hockey team, whether you were part of the board, part of the school, just part of the community. It was impressive. People are still talking about the crowd that was there, and it was not just hockey fans. I saw people that I thought, well, I don't even know if they even have ever watched a hockey game. They came down to support the boys, so but the administrators and just people from the school. It was very, very, very impressive and very heartfelt. So thank you to everybody that came.
It was nice.
And my congratulations to that hockey team. They did a great job.
They did.
Administration.
I'm gonna congratulate all of our winter teams. They were we had some pretty good success this year. We had three track and field runners, jumpers, throwers that went to states. We had three wrestlers went to states. Our cheerleading team went to states, and of course our state finalists and our hockey team. So had a pretty good winter. Looking forward to the spring. Hard to believe we're into the spring, but we're off and running already with our spring sports. Modified just started today, and we want to congratulate Mr. Mark Henry, who on April 13th down in Glens Falls will be inducted into the New York State Coaches Hall of Fame. And so we're honored to have him part of that prestigious group of individuals. I will send out other details to the board once we know the time and we know the location, we know the date, we just don't know the exact time of that. But I'll definitely let the board know. But we want to congratulate Mr. Henry on that that award, and to be recognized like that, it speaks volumes of what he did for this district as a coach, as well as we'll give him a shout out to Hubleton too. He was a coach in Hubleton as well, and was very successful. So, congratulations to Mr. Henry on that too. So, and our next Board of Education meeting, we do not have an April 14th meeting, but our next meeting will be April 29th, 2025.
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So
what's that?
All in favor?
Yes, because it's Monday.
Oh! Oh, wait, yeah, we just get back from a break.
Break, yeah.
Good.
So are we there?
Yeah, I know.